Scripts from Trial Maturita Tests, February 2015 issue. Trial Maturita Test, B1 level. Section 1. Listening. Part 1. An interview with Whoopi Goldberg. You will hear an interview with the famous actress. For statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. There is always only one correct answer.
Whoopi, tell us about your childhood.
I grew up in Manhattan, in New York, and I grew up around lots of different people who spoke Greek, Italian, Spanish, Indian, Chinese, Yiddish. I had a great time.
Were your parents comfortable?
I can't say. I was comfortable. I knew we weren't Rockefellers, but we went to places we needed to go. Coney Island, we went on the Circle Line, we had Central Park. There were things you could do without tons of money.
When did you know what you wanted to do?
Oh, from birth. I always knew that I wanted to act.
Did you have support at home?
There was never for me anyone saying, "No, you're going to fail," or, "No, there's no place for you." The only thing my mom ever said to me was, "It may be tough, but what isn't?"
What was it about acting that you knew it was right for you?
You know, I just love the idea that I could be anybody and anything in the movies. I could be a princess from Greenland or this great big microphone if I had to be. You never know.
What was the most exciting moment in your career?
Acting in front of Steven Spielberg. It was pretty cool.
Do you remember the first time you acted on the stage?
I was a small teapot, and I was like 7. I was just bowing and bowing. They had to come and get me off the stage. I just kept bowing.
What do you say to kids who want to be actors?
Come on, come on! You know, be an actor because you love to act. Don't be an actor because you think you're going to get famous.
What did getting the Academy Award mean to you?
It was pretty cool, I have to say. I would like to do it again one day. I touch my Oscar every day. I move him from one place to another and then back.
What were the difficult aspects of your success?
The lack of privacy is tough. Sometimes people just forget, or they grab you and they don't realize you're a person that feels. People grab my hair and go, "Whoopi!" And they don't realize that that hurts, you know.
Thank you, Whoopi. It's been a pleasure.
Part 2. The real-life MacGyver. You will hear the story of a talented teenager. For statements 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C.
New Jersey high schooler Justin Beckerman has constructed a working one-man submarine out of recycled materials and garbage. According to its 18-year-old inventor, it can reach a depth of about 10 metres and has already completed 3 successful dives. It took Justin just 6 months and $2,000 to put together. The submarine can remain submerged for up to 2 hours and travels beneath the waves at 1.5 miles per hour. Beckerman says he is going to use it to explore the lake, see fish, and hopefully find a bit of history, like the cannons from my neighbour's historic house that he says were dumped in the lake during renovations in the 1960s. If he had more time and money, Beckerman says he would like to continue to add to the submarine. "I would love to add a robotic claw to the front. I would like to make the sub into a more useful thing. The claw could pick up garbage and clean the bottom of the lake." As his mother says, Justin has been building things since he was 2 years old. He used common household items like balloons, paper plates, and string. By age 12, Beckerman had built a remote-controlled car that could mop and vacuum. In the 8th grade, the boy genius came up with Head Entertainment, a helmet that allowed users to watch videos up close. Beckerman has also been using his talents to create art. He recently built an award-winning light sculpture for a school project. He used light bulbs recovered from his school's old computer screens and scanners. Beckerman's website is a testament to his enormous productivity. It shows a lot of home-constructed machines, including boats, planes, architectural constructions, and prize-winning robots. Justin has also constructed a tree fort, a real forest castle that puts all other tree forts to shame. It's equipped with more modern conveniences than many proper homes. The fort has a TV, wall-mounted speakers, desktop computer, air conditioning, shelving and fluorescent lights. "It has everything a house should have," says Beckerman, "except a refrigerator and a bathroom."
Part 3. Want a long life? You will hear 6 practical tips about how to live longer. Below, you can read summaries of this information, 14 to 20, but in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing the numbers 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful, there is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information.
Number 1. With the right posture, anyone can appear younger, thinner, and more confident. Poor posture can lead to neck and back problems or headache. When we stand tall and erect, we feel good about ourselves and look optimistic. Number 2. Store your medical records in your phone and computer and keep them updated. Give a trusted family member or friend your passwords so they can access those same files when it becomes necessary. You can also keep them on a USB keychain that you take everywhere. It might save your life. Number 3. We know that a glass of red wine can reduce one's risk of heart disease. However, drinking too much leads to other problems. So aim for no more than 1 drink a day if you're a woman, and 2 if you're a man. Number 4. When you live with someone else, you pay more attention to your health and hygiene. You also cope better with stress because another warm human body is present in your daily life. If you come home mad and frustrated, you've at least got someone who'll listen. Number 5. Smiling will boost your mood no matter what. When we are smiling, pain-killing and brain-happy endorphins are released. Besides, it's easier to smile. It takes 17 muscles to smile and 43 to frown. Number 6. After fasting all night long, your body needs a metabolic jumpstart to begin the day. People who eat breakfast are just plain healthier in general and rarely have issues with weight. Moreover, eating breakfast will give your brain a much-needed boost, fueling your productivity and creativity for the entire day.